around the room and ask everybody their thoughts on if this is a good idea, and I want the honest reaction, but I would like you, maybe you actually are doing what I'm considering doing, 833-563-2539, and not to get too personal if it's something that you don't want to say your name, you could be anonymous, but I think, you know what? This could be a good idea. Mackenzie, let me give you a little brief story about myself.
Okay.
I'm very thankful for my job. I make decent money. I can't complain about that at all. I've worked hard to get where I'm at, but I'm always in a like money feared mentality as far as like I'm always afraid it's going to be gone and that I'll never have enough, and that's therapy going back to my childhood. That being said, we have a whole day ahead of us. I mean, you don't, but like you're doing TV commercials, but when I'm out of work around 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock when my day's done, we have other events every now and then, but I pretty much have a free day like where I could be doing another job.
Well, don't discredit that you got up at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, and I'm not. But my point is, though, it's just like, what can I do to make money? When they first started doing those scooter things like birds and all that, right. I was doing that, but and I was making great money. I was making like 50 bucks a night to side hustle cash.
I'm all about the side hustle. I have lots of side hustles cooking. I always say never put all your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Ever.
Well, then 833-563-2539. I have a basket I want to put my eggs in, some of them, but I don't know if this is the best thing. I was driving by. I won't say the place, but there was a pizza place that says drivers, they're having open interviews this week, and they're all, they say up to $14 per hour, which for some side money, just driving around, dropping off pizza, slanging the pie. That sounds like a hell of a deal to me. 14 bucks an hour?
Now, you can't just steal the pizzas. Like,
no,
you have to actually
okay.
deliver. You can't take like a slice or two out here and there.
You are not the first person to bring that up. But I'm wondering, 833-563-2539, if you guys think that's a decent idea. Because I got to figure out if cause it has to be like weekdays. But I'm wondering how much they pay. I've heard you can make decent money delivering pizzas. Like, anybody have any thoughts?
You could go for it. I think it would be fun. I'm just thinking, honestly, selfishly, of show material. I would like you to do it for the show. And I think you should have like Big Joe's pepperoni cart and you go around and deliver pizza.
All right.
That would be awesome. Like you should have a vehicle branded that you go around in.
What about you, Liv?
Okay, so I'm against this for a couple of reasons. One, I'm all for you getting another job because I think, you know, you could use your time better, and also I think it would make you feel more motivated in other aspects of your life. I just think it would be good for you. Two, though, I don't think it should be this job because I think it should be a job that has you on your feet where maybe you're walking around, whatever it is, because you are trying to lose weight.
True.
And so you're going to have less time to work out because of this second job. So it might as well be a job where you're on your feet instead of just sitting in a car driving around. And two, it's going to tempt you. You're going to smell all that amazing pizza and you're going to see all that amazing pizza. You're probably going to get a discount.
I have a solution.
And it's probably going to tempt you and you're trying to lose some weight.
I'm not. First of all, real quick, I want to hear your thing. Liv, you really think I'm going to open up the box of pizza?
No.
I'm like, I can't stop myself.
No. I don't think that. I think that at the end of the day, when you're going in to clock in and there's an extra pie that they have that's left over, or you know you have your discount, so it'll be cheap, you're going to end up buying one to take home.
Okay, Mackenzie, what did you want to say?
I think the solution to this is you deliver pizzas on a bike. So you're getting your exercise, you're hoisting the, it can be like a, hear me out. It's almost like a pedicab. Have you guys seen a pedicab in the city? You could also do that. You can give people rides around the city, you're biking, and provide them pizza on the trip. Boom, huge tips, exercise. There you go. You're welcome.
Where are my pizza delivery drivers at this morning? I want to hear from you. 833-563-2539. And like I said, if you want to be anonymous, that's fine. But I'm wondering, is there some money to be made? Because if I could make an extra 1,000 or 1,500 bucks a month, oh my gosh, that would be huge. I could pay off my wife's car. We could put that towards, you know, like paying off student loans.
There you go.
Okay. If my wife's listening, a vacation.
Yes.
Fine. We could actually go on a vacation if you wanted to do that. Liv, I mean, like if pizza's not the right thing, is there another job you would recommend I do?
You could always work in like a daycare like I did at a gym.
Be a manny. A man nanny.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could even just work in a gym. That's what I did. It's a lot of like on your feet. You're walking around. You're doing things. You're showing people around.
You know how you make the real money, Joe?
How do I make the real
money?
And I don't.
You got to get into this mentality. all the like millionaires, even a billionaire I've interviewed, you got to make your money, they say, work for you. So you got to invest. You have to be smart with your money.
Invest
in properties, invest in just make investments, that type of thing. If you want to make the real cash, but it's a gamble, so you got to put money out there to make
it. All right, I want to get to all these calls. I'm going to get to one real quick. Kiki, and then I'm going to play a song real quick.
Is
Kiki,
it my mom?
Is this Mackenzie's mom?
Oh.
Yes.
It is?
No.
A different Kiki. Kiki's my mom's name as well.
All right,
well,
Kiki, what do you think? Do you drop off pizzas? Are you a pizza pie slanger?
No, I'm actually a waitress slash a Lyft driver. I do Lyft and Uber.
Oh, cool.
How much money does that make, like, in a month, like, for some side hustle stuff?
For Lyft and Uber, for my side hustle, I can bring in about $300 to $500, depending, you know, on what areas that I'm in.
Okay, and how many hours are you putting into that to make 3 to 5?
About six hours a day. Seven on the weekends, I do like an all dayer because it's very busy on the weekends. You got people that want to go to parties. You have people that are traveling.
Okay, dope. Well, then maybe that's something I can consider.
I gotta say, I feel safer. I love when I have a lady driver. Oh. I don't know what it is. I just get so excited. I think it just feels safer.
To be fair, if pork chops is standard for guy drivers, you probably would feel safer with a lady. Who is this? Kevin.
Yep.
Hey, Kevin. What's going on, man? Do you do pizza delivery or what do you do?
I do. I actually do pizza delivery part-time. I've been doing it for like 4 years now. My main job, I make pretty good money, but I just work weekends. I make about $150 a night take-home. That's not including the $5 an hour they give you.
Okay, so when they say up to $14 an hour, does that probably mean like with tips?
Yeah, with tips and delivery and all that.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool, man. Now, do you get, you don't have to give me the location, but do you get any perks when you work there? Like, do you get free pizza and stuff?
Yeah, anytime pizza's messed up or something, they get it. You kind of get sick of the pizza after a while, but...
Impossible. Yeah. Impossible. Hey, Kevin, buddy, thank you for calling in this morning. I appreciate your call. All right, well, I think I'm going to look into this, guys. There's an open interview, and I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Really?
Guys.
You're going to do this?
Why? I have no shame, and I've had people like, what do you need a second job? There's nothing wrong with anybody that works 2 or 3 jobs. You're hustling, you're busting your butt. Good for you getting it out there.
Do you guys know what minimum wage is now?
No, I have no clue.
In the
why.
State of Indiana? Guess.
What is it?
Guess. What an hour?
Nine.
$8.25.
It went from $7.25 June 30th of this year to $10 an hour.
Oh, my
that's,
God.
That's minimum
All right,
wage.
Guys, I'm clocking out right now. I'm going to get that pizza money. I want that pizza pizza. I want that pizza pie. I want that pizza money. All right, maybe I won't sing when I do it.